So when God calls him, God attacks in his very call. That is, God targets a problem within Jonah, and that is his prejudice and resentment and hostility toward his enemies. And so what happens? In order to avoid doing what God said do, God called him to go to Nineveh, and he buys him a ticket and heads out to Tarshish, escaping God. Secondly, God sends a storm out at sea, and the boat is about to sink. They're throwing everything on board, overboard. And so what does he do? He goes down the hull of the ship and goes fast asleep. So far, no matter what God does, doesn't make any difference. He keeps weaseling his way out. Then the captain finally comes down and wakes him up and says, "Man, what in the world's going on? You're down here asleep. The ship is about to sink. Come up on board." So he comes up on board. Then they decide, being very superstitious, they decide to cast lots. And usually what they would do, they would have like, if there were 20 men on board, they'd have 20 white stones or 19 white stones and one black one. And so whoever pulls out the black stone, that means he is the one who's responsible for whatever calamity is going on. And at this point, it was a storm. So who do you suppose pulled out the black stone? Jonah. And so he confesses before them and he says, "My God is the God of creation. He created the heavens and the seas, and God has called me and I've disobeyed him. And the problem here is that I am running from God in rebellion toward him." And they said, "What in the world should we do?" He said, "Just take me up and throw me overboard." Even when God put the pressure upon him by exposing him to the sailors as running from God, instead of confessing it and yielding and surrendering to God, he says, "I'd rather die than to go to Nineveh. Just throw me overboard." Now, they didn't want to do that, but finally, they figured if that's what it took to save their hides, they would, and that's what they did. They threw him overboard. Well, I'm sure as Jonah went down, he thought, "Finally, I'm escaping." But what do you suppose? Waiting down there for him was a big fish. If somebody says, "Was it a whale? What was it?" Who cares what it was? It was a great fish. More than likely, it was a whale. In fact, their whale's big enough to swallow some of the little cars running around. So there's no problem with a big whale swallowing little Jonah. It's no problem. And it was no problem with God keeping him alive while he was there. And that is exactly what happened. And so I'm sure he thought, "This is it." But before long, after something happens in his life, and I'll show you in a few moments, the Bible says the whale threw him ashore, threw him up on shore, and he goes to Nineveh, walks to Nineveh. Long trip, by the way. And when he gets to Nineveh, he starts proclaiming the message of God. Now, he's not doing it in love. He's not doing it because he wants to. He's certainly not doing it with compassion and mercy. He's doing it out of anger. He doesn't want to see him converted, but he's proclaiming the message. And I'll tell you, if you'd taken about a 3-day trip in a whale's belly, you'd do what God told you to do too, whether your attitude was right or not. And that's exactly what it did. Motive was all wrong, but he did it. And so the result was these people got into conviction, and the king called for fasting, sackcloth and ashes. People began to repent, and God brings about a tremendous change in the Ninevites. Well, you think, well, surely that would get to Jonah after all this rebellious attitude. And here he does what God says do, and God brings about a change in the lives of these people. You think, well, surely he'd finally break down and say, "Lord, you were right after all. I'm ashamed. I confess. I repent." You know what he's doing? The Bible says he's sitting up on a hillside, angry as he can be, mad at God, mad at the Assyrians. And the Bible says, in verse 10 of chapter 3, "When God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked ways, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it." But the Bible says that Jonah was displeased, said, "Lord, didn't I tell you this is what was going to happen? I knew that if I came over here preaching, this crowd would get converted." He's sitting up there angry at God and arguing with God. So he says, "Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me. Death is better to me than life." Can you imagine that? After seeing this tremendous miracle take place, he's up there saying, "God, the truth is, I'd rather be dead than obedient to you and submissive to you if I've got to sit here and watch a revival meeting take place in Nineveh." Well, God isn't finished, so what does he do? Sitting up there, the sun comes out real bright, and God provides a covering for his head. Next day, his attitude's so messed up, the Bible says a worm ate that. And so he's about to have a sunstroke. And that's exactly what's happening if you notice in this passage. The scripture says in verse 6, so the Lord God appointed a plant and grew it up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. Jonah was extremely happy about the plant, not about God or about Nineveh, but about the plant.